Reading for blind children, taking words from the page into the imagination. That's what volunteers have been doing to bring 23 Irish children's stories to life in audiobooks for the National Council of the Blind, or NCBI. Cian McCormack reports.
My name is Josh and I'm 7 and I'm from Ballyver in Mead.
Josh Farrell is at the National Council for the Blind's headquarters in Drumcondra in Dublin.
I'm in St. Colin Bannett School, first class.
His father, Kevin, is with him.
His condition is called albinism. He's registered blind, but it's roughly 10% vision.
Josh is here to talk about audiobooks.
It makes my mind explode. Pooh! Even when my dad's trying to talk to me, I don't even answer back because I'm too busy listening to the stories.
But more importantly, to give his opinion on this recording.
The road down to the seafront, past the field where Big Joe kept his donkeys when the season was over.
It's called We Three Kings, written by Janet McNeil.
They were social beasts and missed the stir and bustle of the beach.
It's a short story taken from Enchanted Journeys, 50 Years of Irish Writing for Children, published by the O'Brien Press.
Now they pushed their rough necks across the gate, snuffling goodwill.
It's one of 23 recordings made by a group of 40 volunteers from the financial advisory firm Crowe as part of a corporate social responsibility project.
The tide was coming up the sand fast. Green glass turned to lace as each wave tipped over. A couple of months ago, this sand would have been packed tight with deck chairs.
Taxation consultant Lisa Kelly is the driving force behind the initiative.
We thought that this would be something that the staff would really enjoy. One of our colleagues is visually impaired. If he had this when he was a child, we think it would definitely have benefited him. He thought it was a great idea and he was really happy. And I think, you know, he was happy to think that we thought of him.
Clodagh O'Brien and David Karen Duff were two of the 40 volunteers who spent 100 hours recording the stories.
Personally, it was important because I have always been an avid reader. And my mum used to always say to me when I was a child, if you like reading and you read a lot, you'll never be bored and you'll never be lonely. So it was important for me to maybe, use that wisdom and allow stories to become accessible to people who might have found it difficult to read them otherwise.
We work in a commercial entity, but this is a great opportunity for us to give a little bit back to our local community. So we really enjoyed it and it was a win-win for everyone, hopefully.
For the NCBI, projects like this are important. Lena Cousy is the manager of the NCBI's Library and Media Centre.
They're Irish interest titles that we would be working with here in Ireland. We produce Irish interest books. We look after Irish interest titles. We can purchase books. We can borrow books from the UK. We can purchase books from America or any other English-speaking country. But homegrown books have to be produced in Ireland. It's part of what we do.
When it comes to visual impairment, why are audiobooks important?
Audiobooks are the leisure, they're the lifeline to many, many individuals with a vision impairment. Some people like braille books, some people prefer audio. The majority of the readers would be audio listeners, but again, we mustn't forget individuals that are braille readers as well. And the two books that we've produced with Crowe will be produced in braille as well for our braille readers.
Josh Farrell's father, Kevin, says the production of a new audiobook series gives his son independence.
Only for them, there'll be a lot of people out there struggling and not be able to enjoy something like as simple as a story. To be able to have something like this put in front of my son Josh or any other kid out there, I just think it's a wonderful gift. It gives him his own independence that, as I said, when his eyes get tired, if he can't read on in books, with this audiobook, he can just relax, sit back, listen, take it in and paint all his own pictures, not worrying about what he can see or what he can read.
And for Josh, bringing words from the page to the imagination means he's dreaming big.
I think The Three Kings, it was cool. It helped me picture different things. Very happy because I get to picture it and it will help me come up with ideas to make characters for my movie I'm going to make when I grow up.
You're going to make a movie when you grow up?
Yep.
What kind of movie is it going to be?
An action movie.
We'll be watching out for it. Josh Farrell ending that report from Cian McCormack. You can find out more from ncbi.ie.